ברשות אורי מיירין, אברי סי.
We've already had a share this week on Kiddush HaKadosh, and I'm very pleased to be able to say a few words on Kiddush Levana, the bracha over the new moon as we see it each month. Based on the pasuk in this week's Sedra, reciting Sanhedrin, that man based on Adalus, Omer Rav Acha Bar Hanina, Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yochanan, any person who makes a bracha on the moon in the right time, is this, is accepting a meeting up with the Shekhinah. It says here this week, with the Shira next week, we find Zeh Keli V'Yandeil, the Zeh and the Zeh. Presumably there they were saying a shira on the yam. Similarly here we have to make a bracha on the new moon. Continues the Gemara. Tana d'vei Rabbi Yishmael ilulone leizochu Yisrael el elahaktiv me'avim shabashomayim ko chodesh v'chodesh dayam, says Rashi. Ilu leizochu le mitzvah acheres, if we wouldn't have been zoiche, merited another mitzvah, ela lezu, this mitzvah alone shemakablin p'nei ha'shchina, that we can accept and greet the Shekhinah Ha'am Achas Bachidish, just once. Could the Omron be Gezei Rishova, Rashi says here, for Gezei Rishova Zeh Keli V'Yam Veyu Bachidish Hazeh Lachem. This Gezei Rishova, the comparison to the Shira and the Chidish, what is this comparison? In Brachas, Perek Dalad of Brachas, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah explained it in the following way. Although the revelation is not visible, la'ayin, he is recognizable only through his power, his wonders. The revelation is hidden. Nevertheless, the revelation of Yisrael, the God of Yisrael, Moshiach, the Savior, kaloyma. Even though you're hidden, Rabbeinu Shleiman, Atohu Elokei Yisrael, you're the Rabbeinu Shleiman of Yisrael. She'osiso imoem kamon miflois. You've done so many miracles over the years. The Atoh Mishia, you saved them, particularly Kliyos Yamsuf. B'chol Eis u'v'chol Shor. Ba'alidei Tushuos Choroyim Oischo B'nei Odom. Through these activities, wonders of the Rabbeinu Shleiman, how he behaves with Klal Yisrael, that's how you become visible. That's how we recognize you. That's one. That's clearly Zeh Keli V'Yamveyu the Shira Tayom. It says the Rabbeinu Yonah, Tamidei Rabbeinu, the Gam Kein Bekan Al Yidei Ma Shemachadish Hakodoshim. The Rabbeinu Shalom renews the months. Who Miskale Livnei Odom. Again, he's revealed. Ki Ilu Mekablin Ponot, as if we received him. In other words, Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah saying, we can either see the Rabbeinu Shem through history and the way he behaves with Klal Yisrael, or through creation itself. Rabbeinu Yehuda Tzumi Lunil was one of the great leaders of the Chachmei Lunil. This is prior to Rabbeinu Yehuda, actually at the time of the Rambam. When he explains this Gemara, he says the following. What is the most recognizable sight of the Rabbeinu Shleilim in the Bria? Lekol mishu chacham leiv, someone who's got a wise heart. Ulemish ain't a chacham leiv, even someone who hasn't got a wise heart. What does he do? The chidush halvona. To nikar, it's recognizable. She Hashem v'koychei machad sheipam achas b'chol chidush v'chas b'chidush. Each month, it's renewed. When you keep one's eyes open, the moon is reduced little by little. There's no light at all from it. This is a sign. Created it from nothing. Mamish is like the moon, zero. And then it becomes visible once again. This is crucial. To the Rabbeinu Shalom, he agrees Sheyesh la'olam kula yoter, v'zehu kol ha'odam. This is in fact the tafkid of a person. Ki kshishiyamin ha'odam v'zeh v'yakir, when a person recognizes this, yivchad mimenu, he will be in awe of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. V'lo yosur mimitzvosei yomin usamayel, it will make sure a person, as we say, on the straight and narrow. We find the same lashon in the Bi'alocha. In Simon Tzvukov, well, he says exactly the same. Not only the moon but other things too in the sky, they keep their task, they keep to their role. That's where we see his greatness. But on the Mavorchim Poel Emes, the Rebbeinu Shalom is a Poel Emes, his works are full of truth. What does that mean? Hainin Shapu'ula Atmu Gamkin Emes Shukayemes La'olam. It stays forever. It sticks to its pocket. It's got to stay there. Ki'inim shenema v'yamidein lo az ula'ilon. The Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. So we see here one particular facet of Kiddush Levana, the appreciation of the Briah of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. But in fact, this goes further still. The Sefer Haredim, quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, of the Az Kari, quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, says the following. Umalus hispoine, note this word, means someone who is hispoine and thinks deeply into the glorosa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzvah shlishit, he says here. The third mitzvah. Shenema v'yodato hayoim, you should know today, v'hashivu yisrael v'rechu, bring it to your heart, ki Hashem hu elokim. And he concludes and says, and we know the pasuk in Yeshaya, the Haftarah of Shabbat Nachamu, towards the end, the pasuk says, su'u moraim einechem ul'u, look up into the sky. Mi bara eileh, who created all these things? Mi minyan tariag l'rabbeinu yoyna. A mitzvah min ha-Torah, but note this word, mispoinei, to think carefully into what's taking place in Shemayim. And we find the same notion in the Rambam, also this notion of being mispoinei in the Briah, meaning mispoinei in the gadlus of the Rabbeinu Shleilam, and that will bring a person to Yerushalayim. That's what we want. The Shloah HaKadosh, this is of course Madrigus now, but at least we know what to aim for. The Shloah HaKadosh in Shah HaOseh says the following, Kisha'odom oymed mimitasei, when a person gets up, and we're talking Madrigus here, Al yasuk shum eisek ba'olam, don't do anything else. Lo yedaber afilu dibu echad, speech. But what? Yachshav b'boyri oylam yisporach b'machshove duruka, think about the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Ki yu echad v'yochid v'yuchad. The Yachshav Kul Melech Malchi Amloch, and he is the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Shalit. The Yistakel Vashomayim. Look into the heavens. Uva'oret v'yachshav v'libo, the same passage we bought before. Su'u morayim einechem ur'u. Look. See who created all these things. This is, I say, Madrigus, and I suppose it depends what time we are for davening, if we've got the time to think of this. But this is the ultimate, this is what a person is meant to be thinking about. In fact, there are certain places in davening. We mentioned here about Tzua Shemayim, the whole planet, what's going on in Shemayim. There are certain references in davening. So we've got a little reminder about what's happening in Shemayim. We can just help us along. For example, the Siddur Yaivet quotes most beautiful pshat. It talks there about the Rabbeinu Shleilam in the Shemayim. We're talking here Yotam Ha'iris. It says there, Poel Gevurois Oseh Chadoshes. So he says, one can interpret it in the following way: Poel Gevurois Yosis Kigibu is referring to the Shemesh, the Gevurah, the light. Oseh Chadoshes is of course the Kiddush of the Ravonna. Baal Tzedokeh, the word Tzedek is used always for Jupiter. Matzmiach Yeshuas, the speed. Matzmiach Yeshuas causing salvation to flourish. That's talking about Krichov. It's Krichov, that's Mercury, the fastest of all the planets as it spins around the sun. Dorach Krichov Miyake, that's always the reference to the speed of Yeshua. Boilei Rufuas is Noiga, Venus. He says, Yodeh Letivian, of course, is a prophet that we mentioned, Noigach Lotiyah, Umarpe Bichnofeho. A healing in its wings, Venus. Noiros Sehilos, awesome of praise. When is the day awesome of praise? That we have that attack, a little bit more time to think about these things. Shabsoi, that's on Shabbos, he says. That's a beautiful reference here. In fact, the Iyam Yaakov quotes on the Shachris davening of Shabbos, when we say Kel Odin al Kol Amasi, he mentioned, of course, Tovim Ma'ayir Shabbat al Kingdom. He says there are other planets as well, but they're not mentioned so clearly because they're less visible. And that's why, just Rosh HaTevis, wonderful pshat, he says, Shevach Noisnim Loi Kol Tzavor Moroi. Each one of those words, the Rosh HaTevis stands for one of the planets. It's not written the Feirish because they're less visible. Shevach is Shafsoi, Saturn. Noisnim Noiga, Venus. Loi is an additional word here, we speak, because later on we'll say Lokeo. So Loi, there's no interpretation, but Kol is Kolko for Mercury. Tzavor is Tzedek for Jupiter. Moroim is Mardin, which is Mars. So there are various references we see in the Davening. Of course, in Mari Kohen, Yom Kippur, what did we say? The last Mari Kohen, the sight of the Kohen Gadol coming out of the Beit HaMikdash is live in its name. And what's the lesson there? Kechoichol Hamiga Ba'or Migvu Mizrach. Kechoichol Hamiga Migvu Mizrach. What does that mean? Like the sight of seeing Noga as Venus, when it's a morning star and you see Venus, if you've got the clarity, that's not so easily in this country, but if you've got the clarity of the lack of clouds, and you see Venus first thing in the morning, that beauty, that's what he looked, Bidvul Mizrach, in the horizon in the east. And you will actually, in a couple of weeks' time, when Venus now circles around, in a couple of weeks' time, Venus will be visible first thing in the morning. One gets a glimpse of that, one can say, what a beautiful sight, one thinks it's an aeroplane. It's so bright, Venus first thing in the morning, and it will be visible. If one gets that opportunity, this is what we're talking about. That beautiful sight is the sight of the Kohen Gadol has left Lifnayim Lifnim. That's one particular Mahalach in Kiddush Levana. There is another pshat, many other pshat, but basically one other pshat and Mahalach in Kiddush Levana. And that is the Lashon of the Mashor. Other people also follow that through. And he says the following, back again in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis. Unfortunately, we haven't got the Beis HaMikdash, we can't see the Shechina, we can't come. Yeroe kol zuchurcha, rechoyka, avu chidish halvona hisimen li Yisrael, it's a sign to Yisrael, shehem asidim yischadesh kanoisa. They themselves will renew themselves. We're in Golus, but the time will come. Lefoel Yisrael, the kibul pnei Hashchina, will also be able to be mekabel pnei Hashchina again. Kemoshe Yorei al Zeh Nusach al the Bracha itself. That's exactly the lashon we say when we recite this bracha. Ulezeh kushonu mevorachim al achidish bizmanu, when we mention this bracha, who simen sheonu asidim nischadish kemoisa. What we're saying here is we're full of them. One of the time will come, we will also be mekabel, like the moon. It was not visible, and suddenly it's become visible. That will be the same with us. Bahari onu kiru mekabelim pnei Hashchina. Pashas, he means here, we're being mekabel Hashchina already now. We're looking forward and longing to this visibility. Now we've seen this, the moon, Klal Yisrael will also renew itself in the same way. Rabbeinu Bahai, explaining this, Bereshit Lamed Ches, he brings the Medrash from this week's Sedra. Hachidish Hazeh Lochem, this moon will be for you. It is you. What does that mean? He says the following. Like the moon has, we spoke about this, 29 and a half days, 30 days, so it will be for you. What does that mean? There will be 30 generations of Klal Yisrael in this regal position. What does that mean? If you start, he says, starting with Avraham Avinu, and count the generations when Am Yisrael starts with Avraham Avinu, Avraham Yitzchak, Yaakov, eventually you get to David. David is number 14, says the Rebbeinu Bahai. The gematria of David is 14. The 14th generation from Avraham Avinu. Ultimately, you get the zenith, the height. What's that? Shlomo HaMelech, with the Beis HaMikdash, on the Malchus of Shlomo HaMelech. That is like a full moon. And what happened subsequently? Unfortunately, the Malachim went from, he says, Puchsim HaHochim, Unfortunately, they went down in Madrigas until ultimately we got to Tzidkiyahu, the very last king. Very interesting, he quotes a pasuk. The pasuk here from Malachim, towards right at the end of Malachim, where it says, "Einei Tzidkiyahu iver." He blinded the sight of Tzidkiyahu, that last king, Choser Oyre Shelavona. It reducing entirely the Malchus, reducing Claudius Yisrael, as we say, the Malchus here, and Tzidkiyahu representing the Malchus. But Absilus are, of course, the Rebbeinu should renew, and will come back again, and David Melech Yisrael Chayvatayon, just like the moon renews itself, similarly with us, and similarly with Claudius Yisrael. On this point, so I could take it further still, this point of this renewal, Eben Ezra asks the following question right at the beginning of Bereshit, when he talks there, Yihima Oiris Birkei HaShemayim, and the Yesod of the Eben Ezra, with that we can understand many things. The Eben Ezra's Mahalach in the Pasuk that says Vayas Elohim Et Shenei HaMoiris HaGdolim, the great light, not like Rashi. He continues almost like a dash. What were these two great lights? It's Hamor HaGodol and Memshelet Hayoyim, the sun and the moon. But they're called great lights. I've always had an echo of them. In which case he asks the following question. These are the great lights, the sun and the moon. One bigger than the other, that's true. Great lights, says Eben Ezra. The moon? He says, compared to all the planets, it's considerably smaller than all the planets. In fact, Eben Ezra says it. The sun as well is very small compared to many of the stars. The diameter of the sun, approximately 900,000 miles. There are stars which are 2 billion miles in diameter. The sun is very small compared to many, many of the stars. How can the Torah say it's like Shnei HaMa'uyas HaGdolim? They're not great. Says that there's a very important cloud. This is all from our vantage point, from our position. It's true, objectively, it may well be that there are other stars and planets which are larger than the moon, but that's not relevant to us. The Torah is talking to us. For us, Shnei HaMa'uris HaGdolim, the greatest sights, the largest and brightest sights, are of course the sun and the moon. Rashi, the famous Rashi, takes this pasuk in two parts. Mamish like the Gemara in Chulin, that says the following. Shovim Libru, they were created the same as Shnei HaMa'uris HaGdolim, well known Rashi. Venismato Halavona, the moon then was reduced. Al Shekitzuga, it complained. Ba'omai Yefshel Shnei Malachim Sheyishtamshu B'Kesa Echad. How is it possible you can have two kings? You can only have one king, you can't have two. Difficult to understand, but we must have some interpretation here which will be relevant to us. What does it mean it was reduced in size? Or was it reduced in size? The Medrash Agada and others too say the following. Eshnei HaMa'uris HaGdolim Kivin Shehin Shino, it's lost in all, complaining about the sun, the sun generation, one should be larger than the other. Says the Lashon here, Kishumim Shenasis Shechoyra, it became black, the moon. The light went out. This Medrash doesn't mention it that size. It's called the Medrash. It doesn't matter how large they are in absolute terms. It's our vision here. This Medrash just mentions one point. The switch was turned off. The light was no longer coming from the moon itself, but was a mere reflection of the sun. In fact, possible to say we've got a tremendous viewing of exactly this. When there's an eclipse of the sun, the moon sits like two coins, one right on top of the other. They are both exactly the same size for us. And the reason for that is because the moon is 400 times smaller than the sun, but the sun is 400 times further away than the moon. They both equate, which gives you the sun and the moon being exactly the same. Shnei HaMa'uris HaGdolim could be. They were, they still are the same size. The only difference is that the light was turned off. The Medrash continues, in the same we find in other sources. said the moon. I said, Brother Hogan, it's quite right. There should only be one tomb. You can't have two. Why did you reduce my size, or my, according to where we're learning, the actual brilliance of the moon? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't worry. The time will come, your light will come back on. According to this, it means the switch will be turned back on. Shenema, again, what we said in the bracha of Kiddush Havana, V'hoyo oir havono ka'oir achamo, like the light of the sun. This is what will happen, the osid lorai. And of course, that fits in beautifully to the bracha. The bracha we say, Lamalos peginas halvono, v'lo yihye boi shumi. What's the pegima? Pegima doesn't mean less and smaller in size. Pegima, if you know Gemara's in Rosh Hashanah, we're talking about the pegima means what's lacking. What's lacking in the moon, Lamalos, it should be full again. Like it was in the time of the Bria, the prophet says, Eshnei hama'oyres hagdolim. We actually say that in that bracha. Like the Shnei hama'oyres hagdolim. Shnei is the lotion of mamish, shavuyah, the mamish, shoveh. Exactly the same as each other. And that's the lotion, that's how they were originally. We're asking for the light of the moon to be put out. And people may say, yes, certainly it is difficult concept. It's got a vacuum in our locker, surprisingly. The Shlomo Zalman, in the Bracha, quotes it also the Alter Rebbe, the Rebbe said the same words. There's a minig, Arizal, Magen Avraham as well brings it, to shake the tzitzis. Yeah, after Kiddush Levana, they look at the tzitzis, shake them to Menaya. He says, you know why? Says the Shlomo Zalman quoting here, Rabbi Yitzchok Yeruchim Diskin, and I say the Alter Rebbe too. It's a remez le'osid lovoi, shi yo'ira avona keira chamo. And if the sun and the moon, well, the moon will have the same brightness as it had originally, then the Hegis Mitzvah sits it up the line of. Shari Nismato, because the Pasuk says, Uri Isim Ohi Zechartem. And if the moon will be back to its full glory, the Mitzvah will return, the Mitzvah sits it. That's what he says, Halacha L'maita. Exactly how this world we also love it, we look forward to seeing. But that's what he says. What actually, though, if we can understand in some small way this matters, clearly, the Masholim here, with the sun being reduced, what does it mean? Sorry, the moon being reduced. It says the following in Zohar Chodosh, Daf Yudalit. Rabbi Yaakov himself, Rabbi Yaakov, quoted here, he said, I've heard this drosha so many times. He said that the Rebbeinu originally created them both the same, then himit, and then he reduced. He says, "V'lo ishyashva b'liboy in yona." I don't understand this. This would be out in the Medrash, in the Zohar. Then he quotes Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon ben Lukunya, who was the father-in-law of Rav Lozo, who was the son of Rav Shimon ben Lukoy. Yeah? So his daughter married Rav Lozo. So Rav Yosi came to visit his son-in-law, his daughter. It's a beautiful piece. The bottom line is this: Rav Loza, the son-in-law, said, "I've got to tell you pshat in this medrash." He says the following: when the Rabbeinu Shloim created the sun and the moon, Goza al Shimshon, he was gozer on the sun, that it should be Shultona da Esav, it should be the representation of Esav and all Israel. The Goza al Siharo, Lameva Ba'al Madain, that it should be in this world, a remez to Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov said, in this world, I should have, my brightness should be greater. After all, we're not talking here about Shlita, physical Shlita, we're talking here about the representation of Yaakov. Yaakov is meant to represent a light to the nations. We should be brighter still. The Israelites, no. Not in this world. Not Ba'al Madain. The time will come, but not now. Now you should be Nishtabi Begolus, and with that you'll be Zeicha, the Alma De'osi. And the Lashon, beautiful Lashon here, he says, now you should be, I say, Beshibut. He says, and the Lashon here is Askuba Raisa. Spend time performing mitzvahs, learning Torah, and then your Schar will come. And he says, I'm going to bring And Orin, as I'm going to act as a guarantor, says the Rabbeinu Shlomo, you know what I want you to do every month? Bring for me a korban, a kapora, just to show that I'm going to keep my word, says the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Bring me a korban, this korban that we bring every Rosh Chodesh, Chatas Lashem. He says that will be an orov, that mi'atati es yoreach only ba'olam hazeh, that the time will come, the Klal Yisrael will be back on its pedestal, and that's why you bring this korban. What a beautiful pshat, according to Isaiah Chodesh, which means another interpretation now. When we say lemalus pegimus havonah lo yevush shum ius, we're not just talking about the cycle, we're talking about the osi lovo, that the moon back representing Klal Yisrael should be back in its splendor, back to its splendor. Similarly, Klal Yisrael should act in its light to the nations. We should be in the splendor without any tears, without any Taurus, as Yisrael in the whole world. This is what we're done for when we say this Kiddush Labona. So to recap, there are two basic halachos in Kiddush Labona. The first we saw with Haminu Meniyena, Rav Yonason, Menu Nil, this idea that it's meant to be a limud for us in the Bria, how the Rabbeinu Shlomo is, that even gives us some type of sight in the Galus of the Bria. The alternative, as we said, that the Marshal, that it's representing Klal Yisrael, and what will happen to them, the Osid Lover, is we explain not just the Chidush, but also that it should come back, not monthly, it should come back into its full splendor. For us, of course, the big lesson is the first pshat, that we should be makir Rabbeinu Shlomo. Let me conclude in this light, in the beautiful words of Rabbi Kovalev, Sefrenu Levracha, when he explained in his inimitable style the Kiddush Labona. He says, no natural phenomena are more taken for granted and yet more indispensable for sustaining all life than the solar, lunar, and planetary orbits and rotations. The slightest imbalance between the orbital and gravitational forces maintaining these movements, with awesome prevision, would soon lead to cosmic catastrophe by life exterminating heat or cold, explosions or collisions. The most visible reminder of these wondrous motions through space are the monthly renewals in the moon cycle at exactly every 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, 3 1/3 seconds, which is the 793 halakim. On sighting the reborn moon, we therefore acknowledge the marble of the Creator in assigning laws and times to the heavenly bodies which never depart from their appointed tasks. Beautiful Lashon. And for us, of course, it's the Lashon of Rav Yonason Menu Nil, who said that Kizeh Kol Ha'odam, if you recognize this and it helps us to perform the mitzvahs, it helps us in our tefillos when we recognize that Rabbeinu Shlomo is a Yetzer Kol, certainly can be answer all our tefillos, the toiv. If we think along these lines, let's hope that it, that Rabbeinu Shlomo should be mamale, the pedimah havona. We should see the end of Taurus in Klal Yisrael. We should see Klal Yisrael back to its great splendor. The BSB on TEDx in Hillsville, Maine.